we get pair of averages dvanda, sukh, dukh, man, apman, seet, usna. So these are dvanda, pair of averages, they are coming. So in order to get samata, equipoise, we need this thing. How? You see, in sama, what is that? Is the control of mind. Dham is control of senses. Uparati is withdrawal from the sense objects. Titicha means forbearance. Whatever karma we have done, according to that, the sukh dukkha will come. So you have to forbear. There is no way out. Titicha, then Shraddha, then you have must have faith in the Guru and the Shastra. Whatever Guru and Shastra say, that is correct. Shraddha, Samadhan. Samadhan means Chitta Ekagrata. Then you will get the concentration of single-pointedness of mind. So this is required. And what will happen if we get equipoised mind? Then Lord says, Saha Amritatvaya Kalpate. In chapter 2, sloka number 15, Lord says that if you have get this equipoised mind, that mind is fit for the knowledge of self. You will get Amrit, immortality, with the equipoised mind. And if that equipoised mind is not there, what will happen? You are always restless. When you are getting sukh, you are elated. When you get dukh, you are depressed. So continuously your mind is going up and down, up and down, up and down. So equipoised mind is required. Even the worldly sukh we get, okay, aagya, mera prarabdha, I have done something good, good. Something bad is coming. Yes, it is according to my karma phal, it is coming. How to develop equanimity? How should I develop? So here it is said, Kartrajna prapyate phalam. Raman Maharshi says, the Kartrajna, you get your fruit of action by the Lord. Lord gives. Fruit of action is not in my hand. Karma is in my hand. To do or not to do otherwise, it is in my hand. But I want this particular phal, this fruit of action, that is not in my hand. That is in the hand of the Lord. So what should be our attitude? Our attitude should be prasad buddhi. Instead of seeing what comes in our life, we should have a vision where from it is coming. You see, little bit of change is required. We never think whatever fruit of action comes, we say, no, 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 this is sukh and dukh. But who has given? Where from it is coming? Once you come to know that it is coming from the Lord, then your vision will change. How? Suppose you are sleeping and next to you is a baby sleeping, both of you are sleeping, you are still sleeping, baby has got up and started cycling. And now that baby is hitting you. Now you have woken up. Do you feel insulted when you see who is hitting you? No. Why? The source is known now. Similarly, the fruit of action, what is the source? Who is giving me? Once you start thinking that the Lord is giving me, then your vision changes. But that fruit of action will come through somebody. It's not Chaturbhuj Narayan is not going to come and deliver you the packet of sukh or the packet of dukh. No. It will come through somebody. But you have to see that it is coming from Lord. It is prasad buddhi. Acha. We may ask for a particular type of fruit of action, which Lord may give me, may not give me. Why? He knows my past, present and future. What is required for me in life, he knows. But I don't know what will be required after 2 years or 5 years if I get a particular result which I think is good now. But the Lord may think, no, it is not good for you. He may not give you. Or if it is good, he may give you. Or he may defer the result. Abhi nahin, kuch din ke baad denge aapko. So So once you come to know that it is coming from the Lord, your vision changes. What we see, he or she has given me this dukkha. Is it not so? The enmity start from there, or friendship start from there. But it is coming from the Lord, that we have to think. Acha, by bringing Ishwar in our life, what will happen? Likes and dislikes will be over. Whether I like this fruit or don't like, it has come from the Ishwar. It is prasad. So you see, the likes and dislikes are over. Bringing in Ishwar in our life, it will take care of our likes and dislikes will be over. Now we have got the impurities of mind. What are those impurities of mind? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mad, matsarya. How to tackle them? We are supposed to remove this and bring in good qualities. These are impurities and we have to bring in values. So how to do it? So it is said, when desire comes, control it by vichar. Think over it. Discriminate. We have all seen already that you should sublimate your desire, not suppress it. How you will sublimate? Sublimate can be done only by vichar, only by inquiry, only by thinking. What is that thinking? Thinking is that there is no sukh in the objects of the world, sukh is with me. That we have already seen many times. This is vichar. But this is for which type of desire? Not for your need. Not for your need. Need means roti, kapda, makan, that desire you have to fulfill. Otherwise, it is impossible to do your sadhana. If your body is not right, if body is not healthy, how can you do your sadhana? You can't do sadhana. So roti, kapda, makan is okay. Besides, after that, if you think that jagatic things are giving you sukh, no, it's not giving you sukh. So desires, you should tackle with vichar, with right thinking. Next comes krodh. When the desire is obstructed, krodh will come. Anger will come. How you will counter it? Well, replace it with daya, with compassion. The moment anger comes, bring in compassion. You can tackle that way. When the desire is fulfilled, what will happen? Lobh will come, greed will come. I want more. When desire is obstructed, krodh is coming, anger is coming. Tackle it by compassion. When desire is fulfilled, lobh is coming. I want more. Tackle it by daan, charity you should give. Why lobh is coming? Because the mamatva is coming. I want more. It's for my selfish thing. But in daan, when you are parting, mamatva is reducing. So it should be tackled with the daan. Master, if the jealousy is coming, why jealousy is coming? Other person has got more, I have got less. So I am jealous of that person. Since this should be tackled with appreciation. Appreciate the guna of others. Appreciate it. Suppose I have got more, he has got less, then mad, arrogance will come. A pride will come. The pride should be tackled with humility. We should be humble at that time. The pride should be tackled with humbleness. Moha may come. I have got too much. I am deluded. I think I am lord of the whole area. I am the king of the whole area. No. Tackle with the knowledge of self. Knowledge of self will tell you that you are deluded with your possessions of the worldly things, which are worthless. So these six impurities of minds are to be tackled in this way. When you have tackled this thing, now you bring in the good values in you. Negative things have gone, positive things have to be brought in. Where will I get these values? So you will get values. In chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, you will find 36 qualities of bhakta are given. And incidentally, we are going to discuss this 36 qualities in our retreat next week in detail. So try to find out some time for that. Then in chapter 13, you have already seen 20 qualities of jnanis are given in Bhagavad Gita. Then in chapter 16, you will find 26 qualities are given there, divine qualities, and 6 demonic qualities are also given there. So these are the sources where you will get the qualities. Besides that, you will get in Bhagavat also, in Ramayana also, everywhere you will find that the divine qualities or the good quality are written which a person should have. So remove the negative, bring in the positive. So this is to be done. Then after that, these are self-imposed disciplines. I have to do it. I remove my impurities and bring in the gunas. Here your ends Vanaprasthasram. With step number 11, Vanaprastha is over. Now we are entering into Sannyasasram, the fourth ashram. And this fourth ashram, I have already told you, it can be immediately after Brahmacharya. If you are a fit person, immediately after Brahmacharya, you can go to the Sannyas. And if you have got Vasana, okay, go through Grihasthasram, go through Vanaprasthasram, exhaust your Vasanas by Karma Yoga, then do the Upasana for single-pointed. So two things are needed. Purity of mind you will get only when the Vasanas are exhausted. How the Vasanas can be exhausted? By Karma Yoga only Vasanas are exhausted. The mind becomes pure if you follow Karma Yoga. After exhausting the Vasana, then comes the Upasana. It's a mental thing. So upasana is for the concentration of mind, jap for the concentration of mind. So once you are good in your chitta suddhi and chitta ekagrata has happened, mind is purified by karma yoga, concentration of mind attained by upasana. Now you are proceeding to the fourth ashram, sannyas ashram. So what should be done in sannyasasam? The step number 12 says, dhidataram karmasu santajyatam. Renounce all your selfish desire. Santajyatam. Dhidataram. Why dhidataram? Because I was doing karma yoga in whole 25 years of my grihasthasram. Because I have got vasana, I have to exhaust it, and the way of exhausting it, karma yoga. Not knowing this, we have accumulated more and more vasana because we never practiced karma yoga. What was karma yoga? You will be doing the same thing which you are doing now. Only thing you have to do is to change your vision that I am doing it for the happiness of the Lord. That's much. An engineer, a doctor will be doing the same profession what he is doing now. A housewife will be cooking. A sweeper will be cleaning. But the vision behind that, this action of mine should be for the happiness of the Lord. That's this much. And whatever fruit of action comes, this is prasad bhakti. Itna karna hai. Acha. So that will take care of your vasana. So now give up all activities. Now this is the point where you have to leave your karma yoga also. All worldly duties are over. People ask many times, how long I will have to do this thing? This is the stage when you have to leave everything. Dhidataram. Because of your practice for so many years, 25 years of Grihasthasram, 25 years of Vanaprasthasram, 50 years you were doing the karma, 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 karma. It has become your routine now. The same Shastra told you to do Karma Yoga. Same Shastra is now telling you to leave Karma Yoga now. Karma Yoga has given you result, it has purified your mind, now you leave it. Kaise leave karein bhai? Aray bhai, when you go to your destination, don't you leave your plane or car? Chhodte ho ka nahi? If you cross the river, you leave the boat, you go to the other bank now. My mind is now purified, I need not do any Karma Yoga now. Not required. Puja jap, not required. Aage bado, because you have got the concentration of mind. What is our understanding? Go on doing the same thing again and again. Means become goal for us. Karma Yoga, Puja jap becomes goal for us. We don't leave it. Shankaracharya ji says, Dhridataram, although these actions were Dhridataram because of practice for so many years, they are very firm. It is routine, you are doing it every day. Dhridataram, karmasu, asu, without thinking. Asu means without thinking. Don't think. Santajyatam. Ek dam chhod do. Khatam. Then, why it is so? Bole, whole energy is required for self-realization, for Atma-Gyan. Why whole energy is required? Because Atma-Gyan is subtler than the subtlest thing. So this requires full concentration. But if you are having this thing again, worldly things you are pursuing, that means energy is going that side. So you have to stop it. Now you have got the time and energy. Invest that time and energy into Sravan Manan and Nididhyasana. Now the karma pattern has changed. Instead of worldly things, now I will be doing Sravan Manan Nididhyasana, Sravan of scripture, reflection thereon, and Nididhyasana. Nididhyasana means thinking about the Lord. It is sajatiya vritti prabaha. So one thought will continue in Nididhyasana. And then when that thought also stops, it becomes nirvikalp samadhi. And the one thought continues, we call it savikalp samadhi. Acha. Have faith on the Lord. When I am leaving the whole worldly things, that I will not be doing anything, Lord will take care of everything. I can give my example. I worked more than 40 years. I saved money. I have got the property all left in India. I don't have even a cent in my pocket. All my needs are taken care of. You have to have faith. Lord will take any obstacle. Ek baar bimar hone se, I have to run to the doctor, take an appointment, go and buy medicine. But here, ulta hai, just reverse. I don't have to worry about the doctor and the medicine. I just have to speak that this is my problem. All taken care of. He will take care of all obstacles. It is tested. All Mahatmas sitting there in the Himalayas, they are getting everything. So Lord will take care of everything. Santajyatam. Shastra says, Putra Sikha. Sikha means choti. Putra Sikha Yajnopavit. All gone. You will see the sannyasi, you will see Sarnananji, Guruji, no sikha, no choti, no yajnopavit. Putra, sab chhod diya, because now it is sannyasashram. I have done my duties, khatam ho gaya, uske baat nahi, I am not supposed to take care of second, third, fourth generation, I need not worry about them, what they will do. Putra cut off, Sikha gone, Yajnopavit gone, Smritis, all household things gone, khatam. Then This, when we have give up everything, the whole energy is now to be diverted to Atmajnana, 100%. The same thing we did in our 2 years Vedanta course, we were not allowed to go out of the gate also, out of the campus. But our needs were taken care of there only. No newspaper, no telephone, no internet. Whole day, morning to evening, Brahma Jnana. And whatever you need, people are there to help you. They will give you, get you. I want Pavarotti, okay. Within 2 hours, Pavarotti will be at your, in your room. So you have to be, now Atma Jnana, whatever energy you have got, deploy in that. So whatever we have seen so far, that the karma kand we should learn in our brahmacharya ashram. And according to that, in our grihastha ashram, we should exhaust our vasana, whatever scripture has said, the way it is to be done. If you remember correctly, whenever we do havan and put the oblation, we always say, oh Lord, it is for you, it is not for me. So the whole idea is, this is for you, not for me. Now we have put everything in our actions. In Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, you do all your actions for the happiness of the Lord. Same attitude, same thing, same principles behind. Now you are putting in all your actions. Purify. So chitta suddhi bhaya karma yoga in grihastha ashram we have seen. Then chitta ekagrata you get by vanaprastha in by upasana, that also we have seen. Now it says, do satsang and develop vairagya. Because vairagya will only come when you do the satsang. Cultivate satsampatti, santyadi parichiyatam. He said, these are the things you have to cultivate. And niyat karma, you have to leave. We have already seen, so far we have seen that the worldly duties are now over. I am no more concerned about all these things. What will happen now? Bole sad vidwan upasrapyatam. Upasrapyatam means approach. Whom? Vidwan. Who is this vidwan? A wise person. Sad vidwan. A vidwan in sat. Reality. Sat means reality. Who is well versed in the reality. What is the reality? Reality is that which stage in 3 periods of snai. That which was in past, that which is in present, and that will remain in the future is the sat. I am not going to a person, a ordinary vidwan. I am going to a person who is sat vidwan, who is conversant with the sat. He will tell me about the sat. What is this sat? Where it is available? And he will tell you whether the world is there or not. For us, world is real, Lord is unreal, because we are not able to perceive it with our jnana indriya. But he will tell, sat is there, world is not there. Ekdam ulta. So we have to approach sadvidwan. And who should approach? What is the qualification of the seeker? The mumuchu should approach. And in mumuchu, those who have studied tattvabodha, you will find there are 4 types of mumuchu. Atimanda, manda, madhyam and tibra mumuchu. Now here we are talking about tibra mumuchu. So I am not going to detail about those mumuchu, tattvabodha, you will find it there. So tibra mumuchu, what is the tibra mumuchu? When can I say I am a tibra mumuchu? So Thakur Ramakrishna gave an example. Somebody came, a boy came, I want to know about the self. So he wanted to test. So his kutiya was right on the Ganges, on the bank of Ganges. तो ले जाके गंगा में उसका गर्दन पानी में डाल दिया एंड हेल्ड इट फॉर 1 मिनट देन अगेन व्हाट डिड यू वांट विद इन दिस 1 मिनट ऑफ टाइम I wanted to breathe, that's all. Nothing else I was, at that point of time I was asking the Lord, what you have, only one breath, I wanted just breathe. If you have got that intense desire that I want to know self and self alone here and now, it will happen. It is guaranteed by Shastra. But whether we have got that intensity of jigyasa or not is to be seen. So tibra mumuchu is required. Next question, why do we need guru? Kyon guru chahiye? Well, for learning ABCD you need guru. For 2 plus 2 you need guru. Can you become a doctor, engineer just by reading the books? No. Why? Because you have to go to the school or college. What they do? Shravan. The teacher will speak and you are listening. So Shravan is essential part throughout your studies. You will find it is Shravan, Shravan, Shravan. Same thing is applicable here. You need a guru who will tell you, who will speak about the truth, who will tell you about the jagat. Shravan is needed. Another thing, he will break my ego. Guru will break my ego. He will tell me how to exhaust my vasanas. He will tell me the road map, the route to reach the goal. That is why we need guru. So the guru is needed. And he will take me beyond sansar, sansar sagar. He will tell me what is this sansar. And he will prove that the world is not there. Khatam. Sansar sagar khatam. Who can be a guru? The Mundak Upanishad gives two qualifications. Shrotriya and Brahmanishta. Shrotriya and Brahmanishta. Shrotriya means who is well versed in the scriptures. Who can teach you Prasthantrayi. Prasthantrayi, who can tell you about the Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad and Brahma Sutra. He is Shrotriya. Brahmanishta. A person can be learned, but he may not be abiding in the self. Abidance is required. So a person can be learned in the scriptures but may not be abiding. Or a person can be abiding and may not have studied, like Thakur Ramakrishna. He was an illiterate. But he was abiding in self. Totapuri came and gave him the knowledge of the Advaita. Shrotriya, Brahmanishta. A person can be Shrotriya and Brahmanishta but can't communicate. There are many people, so many students are passing. Can all they become teacher and professor? No. Why? Can't communicate. So third qualification, he must be able to communicate. Fourth qualification, he must come through a guru parampara. Why guru parampara is needed? Because there are many subtle things which you will get in guru parampara only. Since I have gone through guru parampara, I know this thing very clearly. Without going through guru parampara, you will not get the knowledge complete. They will show you the all Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, Bhagavat, all are telling you the same thing and taking you the same place. They will tell you the interpretation of each sloka and verses. You will find there is no conflict anywhere. They will tell you the sadhana to be done, the steps to be taken one after another. So guru should be Shrotriya, Brahmanishta, should know how to communicate and should come through guru parampara. How to approach a guru? So here the Mundak Upanishad says, you should go with the Samit Pani. Samit Pani means at that time in the ashrams, the guru always used to, needed always firewood. Samit Pani means firewood for yajna and all that. Samit Pani. So a Shishya must approach a guru with something always, because guru needs it for the ashram. It may not be samitpani. In olden time they used to take the datun also. Datun is needed every day. The neem stick. But those things, if you come with the firewood today or with datun, Guruji, we have brought datun for you. No. Then after that, bole tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, tad viddhi pranipatena, bole know the truth, pranipatena, bole you surrender. How? Shankaracharya ji says, dandavat. Dandavat means you will fall at his feet. And dandavat. Why dandavat? Dandavat is the total surrender. At that point of time when you are doing dandavat pranam, you are not able to do anything. You can't see. You have, your hands can't do anything. So the guru at the, if you surrender to that level, now guru can operate on you. Whatever guru says, you will accept it. The surrender should be complete, like dandavat. Srotriya pariprasnena sevaya, bole you serve him. In Prasnopanishad comes, Pipalad is the guru, and the six sishyas, they came and they wanted to know about the truth, knowledge of self. And the guru said, you have to serve 1 year, and after serving 1 year, if I know the answer, I will tell you. Now tell me how many of you will serve Guru. No. Service is required for tuning your mind. It is a must. Service is required to tuning your mind so that Guru understands you and you understand the Guru also. When both of them, they understand each other, then the communication, when he gives the knowledge, it will happen. So service is needed. And you must have faith, bhakti, trust, humility. You must trust Guru. Once I accept him as Guru, he will guide me. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, bhai, if you buy a earthen pot, you check it by ton, whether it's crack or not, na? Bolo, ek paise ka haadi, you taste it like that. Bolo, check your guru first. Taste. Bolo, once you accept him, then completely surrender. Whatever he says is Brahma Vakya. Because truly speaking, Guru needs nothing and gives you everything. He needs nothing from you. But he will give you everything. Brahma Gyan he will give you. So how to approach Guru, we have seen. Now how to recognize Guru? Dekho, ye sab chote chota point hai. Even when Guru comes in your life, you may not be able to recognize whether Guru has come or not. And in a realized person, the changes are always within, it's not outside. You cannot say a person having the 3 inches tilak is a Guru, or a particular type of cloth he is wearing is a Guru, whether the head is 7 or not is a Guru or not, or the choti, how long is the choti? How long is the beard? No. Outer signs are not there. It's in inner signs. So how will I recognize that the Guru has come in my life? So it is said, if in his presence your mind is lifted from the world, if your mind is lifted upward, know that Guru has come. If his teachings inspires you, it will inspire you. Why it will inspire you? Because it is the Rishi Muni's things he is saying, na? Guru is not saying anything from his own. He is telling you what the Shastra is telling, what the Bhagavad Gita and scripture is telling, and those are time-tested things. So they will inspire you. Ab batao, aap log jo padhte ho, whatever the science behind it, is it not clear to you? Is it not inspiring knowledge? It is inspiring knowledge. Inspires you. If that happens, if your mind uplifts and the knowledge is inspiring, then Guru has come into your life. Guru should be treated as Mad Anugraha Avatar. Mad Anugraha Avatar, it is custom built Guru for you. The demand and supply is controlled by the Lord. You cannot find out Guru. Shishya can never find out Guru. If Shishya find out, the Shishya becomes superior. That is why Shishya can never find out. Guru will find out the very Shishya. Example, Totapuri from North India came all the way 150 years ago to East India to find out his Shishya Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna didn't go from East India to North. Similarly, for me, my Guru Swami Advaitanand ji came from Siddhabadi. We have got ashram in Siddhabadi. He taught two Vedanta courses there. Incidentally, his nephew. Nephew of Guruji.
Sister's son.
He came to Calcutta. He was Brahmachari at that time. And I told him, Swamiji, I have got one problem. Somebody comes, teaches chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, koi aata hai, bara padha ke chala jata hai. What is before, what is after, I don't know. I want to grasp it. Can you teach me? Yes, I will teach you. For 7.5 years he was in Calcutta and I studied every day and covered 50 texts.
Before joining the course.
Before joining the course, then he inspired me, now you do the course. And he was transferred to become an acharya of 14th Vedanta course in Bombay. And we took the 15th Vedanta course. The Guru will come. So once you get, able to recognize Guru that he has come, that this is Mad Anugraha Avatar. Avatar means its incarnation, specially come for you. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva, Maheshwara, we say. He is all in all for you. He has taken avatar, he has come specially for you. And at that time, surrender fully, have a bhav that he will take me to the highest truth. Because he knows the truth, he knows the road map also, he will tell you the steps also. Shankaracharya is also telling the steps. And the one more we will take. Pratidinam tat paduka sevyatam. Daily serve his sandals. Daily serve his sandals. That doesn't mean ki you go and press his feet. When Guruji comes, there were 400 people. Pratidin paduka sevyatam, and 400 people will go and catch the legs of right and left. Hum, we will press. No! It's not that meaning. Paduka. How Paduka is serving the Guru? Sandals. They serve Guru without expecting anything. Your Padukas are also serving you without expecting anything from you. Similarly, serve without expectation. What is this service? This service is helping Guru in spreading the knowledge. You can help by money. If you don't have money, you can help by time. Tan, man, dhan. Even if you don't have time, at least mentally you can support. You can guide people. Yes, you want this thing, it is available here. Tan, man, dhan. Service to the teacher is the service to the Lord. Why? Madha anugraha avatar. We say na Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. If you are serving Guru, then you are serving Lord. And what Guru is giving without expecting anything. He is said to be better than a philosopher's stone also. A philosopher's stone by touch can make any iron into gold, but it cannot make another philosopher's stone. But Guru will bring you to the platform on which he is standing. If he is realized, he will also try to make you realize. He wants you should come and stand on the same platform. Learn this Vedanta. In this way, you cross the sansar sagar. Service is required to tune your mind. Servants is a very essential part. You have to serve Guru for tuning of the mind. And cross the sansar sagar. Our scripture says the purest form of God is Guru for you. Purest form of God, if you are finding, it is the real Guru. We are not talking about the fake Guru or fake sannyasis. We are not talking about the Ravana taking the sadhu roop. No, we are talking about a sadvidwan. So when the after service, when you find that Guru is prasanna, then at that time you should ask him question. Question about what? About the knowledge of self. Don't ask him worldly questions. When he's happy, then at that state of time you ask him, he will tell you everything. And this is required to break my ego and how to tackle my vasanas. Two things Guru will do. He will break your ego. Breaking ego means jivatva is gone. When jivatva is gone, you are Brahma. And when you come and approach Guru, he knows you have got the vasanas. How to exhaust the vasanas? He will tell you the ways. Karma yoga karo, ye karo, wo karo, help. So this way you have to serve. So four steps we have taken. See, today we have discussed. Next we will take up. Not next week. Because next week we have got Thanksgiving. But do come for retreat, Bhakti Yoga. It's very good. In 20 verses, Lord has answered three questions. Whether I should do Sagun Bhakti or Nirgun Bhakti. Lord answers this. First, next he takes up what bhakti is suitable for me. He gives you four choices. I will not tell you four choices now. You have to come. And you can have any of these accordingly. It's not the lower and upper sadhanas there. Then there are 36 values given in the last portion of chapter 12. And the Lord has said, if you have got these values, then I love you. What we say? We love God. But the Lord says, if you have got these qualities, I love you. If you want to know these qualities, 36 qualities are there. It is interconnected. How they are interconnected, I will explain. Om Purnamada Purnamidam
Purnat Purnam Gacchate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Is it difficult to understand?
Only to follow. That is your choice.
Thank you, Auntie. That is very difficult.
Leave me a lesson to you.
Yeah, I've got it.
Be very close.
Same.
Auntie, maybe I'll call you then.